Good Saturday morning to you, everybody. Welcome to the Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Well, Steve, good morning. Nice to see you. How's your week been?
My week has been fabulous.
What have you been up? Tell me what your week was like.
Well, some of my week was with clients.
Right.
Some
of course.
My week was with carriers and analyzing new directions, new things. We're spending time closing activities, answering questions. We're involved in the community, and we make appearances all over the state. We support all the chambers of commerce in the state of Connecticut. We're very conservative, and we maybe go on one appointment a year. So,
okay.
We're not really. No, we're all out.
I know you're busy. I know you're kidding with the one appointment a year, because if there's anything, how many appointments do you think you have a week?
I would say on the average of 20.
20. Are they all with chambers of commerce or?
They're with businesses.
Businesses, okay.
That support their local community. What we're going to talk about today are reasons that there's a lot of misunderstanding, at least I think, in healthcare. It has been more of a program purchase with no thought behind it. It was based on pricing, but not understanding the inner workings, the underpinnings that are necessary, and the goals and the objectives of that particular company. There's a lot of creativity, but 90% of the work that I see has not been led to helping people use the creative valuation of healthcare by purchasing something right off the shelf.
You know, there's two perspectives here. There's the perspective from the broker. There's the perspective from the employers. And actually, I say too, there's probably even a perspective from the employee. Let's concentrate on the brokers and the employers, if you don't mind, for the sake of this. Let's look at a few questions here as far as we'll begin with inflation rates and the labor shortages and the recessionary challenges. From the broker's perspective, what's being done here?
Well, there's a lot of information being spread. A lot of it has no relevance to the current needs of that particular client. Mm. But still, people prefer a turnkey health plan by traditional health insurance companies. They feel comfortable with that because that's what they were taught to do. But plans are open to the autonomy of building a health plan that places them in control. That is very, very important for an employer to know that they can control and make decisions on health care. They prefer a combination of the two.
Sorry, now let's take a look at it from the employer. Same question. You know, inflation rates and labor shortages and recessionary challenges. What are the trends for employers?
I'm going to go over of a few of the trends, and there are so many challenges out there. But the big challenge is staying the traditional road that they know of by looking at a plan, looking at a rate, and buying it based on a price for their staff.
Okay.
Rather than looking at creativity relevant to their needs of their employees in programs. Example, do your clients' employees consider increases in benefits, must-haves, when accepting a new position, including health and wellness programs and overall flexibility compared to the previous year? Some companies stay the course, do not use new ideas. On the others, those that are progressing, you do that. Do your employees consider an increase in benefits must-haves when accepting a new position, including health and wellness programs, and overall flexibility compared with previous years? The idea here is the same old, what an employer should be offering to their staff or opening the door to some new ideas and add that to the play and then reverse the expense to the employee. You know, the executive team understands that our health insurance plan is our number one negotiable operating expense. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest expense for any business. But, you know, is this a true or false position for a company not to be able to move and be flexible in their coverage? Did your employee ask, this is very important. Example, in 2022, did your client's employees postpone a medical treatment, procedure, or surgery due to high cost of, or inability to pay? You as an employer, you know, have spent a lot of money to build a plan that hopefully makes sense. But 54% of those expenses needed for care from that employer group did not get the service they needed. They postponed it. So more people are not using the plan than what they should be using the plan. So medical treatment or surgery due to high cost or inability, almost 80% of the people in a group plan forgo that procedure, medical expense due to high cost. And the employer is paying a tremendous amount of money for a plan that is not in balance with the employee and the desire to take care of a major service. So we have this unbelievable breakdown in value proposition.
What method of funding do you believe is the best? Is it, it's in the best interest of your customers' long-term strategy?
Well, the big issue here is many employers are not aware of the different choices of payment. You know, you have the fully insured programs, and we have what we call self-insured plans. Mm-hmm. But in this country today, believe it or not, only 17.9% of plans, health plans, are fully insured. The interesting thing is over 82.1% are self-insured. So there's a lot of ups and downs, and there's a lot of challenges to understand and service a client with a self-funded type of plan.
You had asked your clients if in 2022 their clients' employees, if they postponed a medical treatment procedure or maybe even a surgery, if they postponed it due to the high cost or perhaps, as you mentioned, even the inability to pay, what was your discovery when you asked, let's say, the brokers of your clients, your client brokers?
Well, the biggest thing is the broker sort of is not the advocate. He sits back and watches what happens to the circumstances. And that's where the problem is there. And that's why the overall feeling of satisfaction of value is not there for purchasing healthcare.
Because you got a completely different answer, Steve, with the same question when it was posed to employers.
That's exactly right.
And you want to go over those figures?
Just to say, 82.1% of funding in healthcare is self-funded. So there is a lot more to understand and the dynamics and how an employer needs to work with a key advisor, because a lot of people are only 17% of the people have these fully insured plans, but they don't know the value proposition of self-funding, which ultimately gives more clout more options to an employee to gain service, but is withheld that service because they're fearful of the cost. And led 90% of that cost is led not by the to the employer, but to the employee. So they can't afford that major operation without properly having financial support of a health program. And there are two ways of having health insurance programs from a company that they need to really take the time with their advisor to understand how self-funding programs work and how fully insured programs work, and how much more flexibility with self-funding is, and that can handle a major claim much easier and more flexibility than the traditional self-funded type individual type of plan out there.
I mean, you're talking about method, the method of funding,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, there's some that's in the best interest of a company's long-term strategy, and I'm sure that's all taken into consideration. Do you think brokers would say specialty drugs are going to continue to drive high-cost dilemmas for their employers like this year and even going into next year?
Well, absolutely it's going to continue. But there is a division of buying a health plan, either what we call fully insured, buying it direct with all the values are internally funded with specific numbers and direction, versus a plan that's much more liberal under the auspices of self-funding, which will create certain programs, example for pharmacy, that are attuned to the needs of that particular company. There might be certain types of drugs that can be looked at and then added to the formulary for that particular company and take the pressure off that employee paying 100% of that drug. There are ways of educating and bringing things together. But employers need to work with particular advisors that have the ability to open up, not just be in a fully funded health plan that's all written up, tied in a bow, and handed to a particular person. There needs to be flexibility and choice. And the great thing in today's market that is happening, but the employer and the employees need to search for the right companies.
Interesting answer. So you say, I mean, they're going to continue to drive the high cost. Then it sounds like that's the direction it's going in.
I mean, when you take the average employer and ask them the question, they are still fearful of self-funded plans. They would like to have these plans with more flexibility, but what they do is many of them retreat and go into these plans that are self-directed, very, you know, I's and T's are dotted specifically for the benefit of the employer.
Well, I think, you know, and as an employee, they don't want to pay for something, and employers don't want to pay for a plan that that's not being utilized.
Yeah,
not everybody needs hearing, you know, protection, insurance. But some individuals do. People are looking for more customized plans now than let's say the old school way.
Yeah. Well, again, the new marketplace, and we recently had a major player in this in the insurance industry called Allstate as an example. Their thought process is 10 times different than it was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. There is more choice, more types of employees in the marketplace. But you don't want to be a 1099 employee and go to a company and they say, I'm sorry, we can't offer you a health plan. Go find your own.
All right. What percentage would you say of your C-suite executive clients are more engaged in the health plan decisions, let's say this year versus last year. And let's look at it from both perspectives, from the brokers as well as the employers.
Well, again, things are changing. The pressure of financially maintaining a profitability as an employer is very challenging today.
Oh, sure.
And obviously, part of the formula of a good team is to have a suitable health program. But the idea here is the people that are making that decision, are they taking a personal preference choice that someone might have injured their leg a year ago and believes in increasing the, you know, participation of surgeons and other types of technicians to support the strength of a leg? Or are people looking at understanding the well-being of an overall business and what are the elements that are the high points of what they should have? That could be 10 different components, and to have subsidies and direction for it. But see, the idea of what I'm saying is customization is very, very important in today's marketplace. You as an employer and as an employee need to see how much flexibility or choice you can integrate into your health plan and then come up with a solution. And self-funding elements are important. Even today, technology-based services that you could gain access to support of health, even by a telemedicine type of approach, which is very, very important. Not to necessarily see a doctor in a doctor's office, but use medical resources that could take care of something, but reduce the cost substantially.
Folks, you are listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. You can contact Steve Glick through his toll-free number at 800-953-4467 and on the World Wide Web at citrust.com. Steve, I know you believe with working with, you know, the Blue Cross Blue Shield and United Healthcare and Cigna, Aetna, Humana, I know you believe it's the best way for clients because of obviously the name recognition, right? And the safety of working with large national insurance carriers, but how important is it for both brokers and employers?
Well, there's the where the rubber meets the road. An employer, a company, an advisor needs to understand their client and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and what type of discipline that they have. There needs to be a compromise in the design of a health plan that allows both flexibility, but also allows an employee of a company know that they have some security that the company that is chosen has the ability to pay claims. But there is more to that, more than ever, and it takes a lot of time and effort by an employer to come up with the right formula.
So let's look at this from the perspective, again, from brokers and employers. How much potential savings do you see them, you know, typically need in order to see, you know, let's say before they'll even consider changing to self-funding? This is versus their fully insured premiums, by the way.
To make any, well, again, knowing what the programs will entail are very important in how they work. But to make a move, at least of value to me, that a company has to save a minimum of 20% against what they're paying right now. And then look at the supporting efforts and look at what something different happens within that company, how that plan of choice can save the day with other value-added solutions that could accommodate an unforeseen need of a company for an individual. Their cost of health procedures are in the millions of dollars today, and we need ways of giving as much protection as we can.
Gotcha. I'm just. What do you think some of the top concerns are for your, you know, let's say for your customers or even prospects in when they're, let's say when they're making decisions for their group health plan? I mean, if there were the top, like, what are the top three, let's say? Because I'm sure there's a bunch of, you know, concerns that they have. But what would be the top three?
Well, affordability is
sure.
Number one.
That's the first thing that came to my mind, too.
And, but there, it takes some means of an advisor. I do believe that health plans need someone who has experience to able to compare different concepts out there and draw the one that is important to that particular company.
Well, you want the highest quality of doctor out there, right? You don't want some newbie fresh out of medical school.
But, you know, there are plans like that, Gary, that do not have the top-range doctors in their networks. And a network is obviously a key element. The idea here is, example, the idea of self-funding part of your health plan is a very viable resource. But you can't do this blindly. You need to work with people that know how to customize a plan.
And that makes sense. But, I mean, how important is telehealth? How important is responsiveness?
All of that plays a role in integrating that into a program.
Coverage. What's covered, you know, in this.
And then the idea here is methods of payment. Self-funding is a very important part of the affordability aspect for a company, a larger company. They can't afford fully insured 100%. There's a need in education around self-funding to make it work properly.
So if employees are fully insured today, why would they make a choice? Why did they make this choice, I should say, for your business?
Because in reality, they can't maintain that. They can't win all elements. They can't have network. They can't have certain special benefits. There has to be a break. The preferred way of buying insurance is fully insured, but in reality, it can't be done. It has to be done in a compromise, partial self-funding basis so that you maximize the benefit plan and more services are eligible for coverage.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to look at it from two different perspectives, from the broker and the employer. Because I might get different answers from each.
But absolutely.
If you were to ask them the same question, what are, I don't know, the top strategic healthcare priorities that they have over the next, let's just keep it easy, 3 years, what would be the top three healthcare strategies or priorities, maybe is a better word, that a broker would have over the next 3 years? And then what would be for an employer?
Well, again, looking at employer perspective, is what is the potential savings you would need to see?
I mean,
you are considering changing to self-funding.
Well, I'm looking at, like, from an employer's perspective, I would think that reducing specialty prescriptions that they spent, you know, I would think that's maybe creating a culture of health, right? Wouldn't that be a priority?
Sure.
And I just mentioned a moment ago, but increasing telemedicine.
Big part of the new thought process.
I would think so. And as far as brokers are concerned, wouldn't they want to enhance behavioral health programs or manage high-cost claimants? Or I'm just trying to think from I mean, I'm not a broker, but I'm trying to put my mind in their perspective. Improving patient engagement, maybe with some advocacy services. Or
the key is breaking down the issues that we're just talking about and making sure that there is services available. But the key is the need of education to the broker to communicate to the company prospect and the prospect willing to make the change. Still, the movement is preferring fully insured programs, but a lot has been done to move away from that type
of aspect.
All right, I've
got time for one more question, then I got to wrap things up. And by your estimates and your research, what do you think was a deciding factor in choosing a self-funding strategy? Like, what did it come down to?
What it means to the employees in that particular group. What are the value adds? What does it really mean to working for Ajax company and having a certain benefit that may not be offered by many others? But again, it takes a lot of time.
Well,
and listening. Someone needs to listen to both the employer
right.
and to the employees.
So
not to buy something off the shelf.
Communication, transparency. I would think also the need to educate yourself in order to make an informed decision is right up there as well. Good job. Good stuff. Folks, you've been listening to FlashCare HealthPoint Solutions radio show. If you'd like more information on this topic or any of the other topics that we discuss on this show on a weekly basis, please contact Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer. He's got very easy to get a hold of, by the way. He's got a toll-free number for you. I'll repeat it. I'll say it and repeat it as well. 800-953-4467. Again, it's toll-free at 800-953-4467. You can also check out their website. It's www.citrust.com. Again, it's citrust.com. For Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.